The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
If you were Prime Minister, or Premier, or Mayor, what problem would you tackle first? What would be your number one priority? What needs to be fixed first? In your opinion, your experience. Now, the reason I ask is that there seems to be a major disconnect between what most Canadians think is most important and what Trudeau believes overrides all other issues in this country. Trudeau's major emphasis, and this holds true for many provincial and municipal leaders as well, number one emphasis has been and continues to be global warming, the environment. Even as Canada plunges into hyperinflation, the Prime Minister tacks on carbon taxes, expands giveaway programs for environmental issues, etc. $5,000 if you buy an electric car. And I only use that as one or two very, very minor examples of what I'm talking about. Here in Ottawa, at the local level, we're spending millions more than we need or should on electric buses. Vancouver, believe it or not, has even hired a person whose job is to prepare for warmer temperatures. Why they couldn't just phone Florida, I have no idea. But on and on and on it goes. Major disconnect. Unless I'm wrong, it could be that the majority of you believe that the environment is the number one issue. I don't know. I kind of doubt it, and I hope to find out a little bit more today. I won't bother getting into the billions and billions that we have spent and continue to spend on windmills and solar panels as just an example of how we have and continue to concentrate almost all of our energy and our money on the environment to the detriment of many, many other things. But, and as I say, here I could be wrong. I seriously doubt if the climate is the number one concern of yours. I seriously doubt if the climate, the environment, is the number one concern of most Canadians. I'm not saying it's not a concern, but I seriously doubt if it is the number one concern. I'm not sure how high on the list of problems to be solved most people would place global warming, the environment. How about you? If you were in charge, as I say, Premier, Prime Minister, Mayor, Reeve, whatever, what would be the first thing you would tackle? Would it be the environment? Would it be things like the economy, healthcare, infrastructure, immigration, crime? What would it be, in your opinion? Give me your list of, let's say, the top three, maybe top four, issues that you think need to be dealt with on a priority basis, need to be dealt with first. On a scale of 1 to 10, how high would you place global warming? How high would you place the environment? Now, let's pretend, okay? You have just been elected Prime Minister. You summon your cabinet in, and you tell them what you want them to concentrate on first. You tell them that for the first month, maybe first 3 months, the emergencies that you want to deal with, where you want your money spent, will be these. What would they be? The economy, the environment, healthcare, infrastructure, getting resources to market, inflation, housing, crime, gun laws. You have a list of 10 priorities. Where would you place the environment? Number one, two, three, four? The governments everywhere believe that the environment is the most important issue that we have today. Even with inflation, even with the war in Ukraine, et cetera, most world leaders, and that's certainly true here in Canada, not just the Prime Minister, still believe that global warming, the environment, is the number one problem. And this is where most of the money is being spent. Most of the energy is being You know, this is where most of the energy goes. Do you agree? I'm very anxious to hear from you where you place the environment on the list of priorities. What, in your opinion, you're the new leader, what gets dealt with first? You've got your caucus coming in here, and you sit down and say, ladies and gentlemen, these are the issues I want you to deal with. Now, I understand that some other emergencies may pop up, but here is where, for the first 3 months, I want to concentrate. I want you to concentrate. Here's the number one, number two, number three. What would they be? Please, some thoughtful input here, because as I say, I think there's a major disconnect here. And, I think that once again, it's being fed to a degree by the media. The media would still have you believe that the environment is the number one issue. And in your opinion, maybe it is. Certainly for some people it is, but I don't think that it's the number one priority for most Canadians. Am I right or am I wrong here? John, once again, go through how people get in touch with us.
All right. Facebook.com/TheLowellGreen or Milkman Show or Blast the Radio. We're on Twitch. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitter as well. All the show links. If you just go to LowellGreen.com or BlastTheRadio.com/LowellGreen, you'll find the show links there. And the number to the show, 613-413-2217. I was kind of chuckling at this whole question over the weekend, Lowell. I saw Gerald Butts tweet the flooding going on in Miami, and he kind of alluded to the fact that Miami underwater. Is this okay with you? Meanwhile, the next headline down on Twitter is of some, you know, low tide happening in the Middle East, and it's exposed some city that they never even knew existed. It had been underwater, which tells me, of course, that the water levels have been rising for hundreds and thousands of years. Of course they have, but, you know, yeah, I don't think it's a huge priority, and the response so far, Lowell, seems to indicate that. So here we go.
But I've dealt with this before, but I've never asked this question. Mm. You know, what for you? What's the most important? But there is no question that many, I think, very important problems have been left to lie fallow. Healthcare probably the number one, because most of the money, the energy, the concentration, the attention has gone to the economy. Look at the city of Ottawa as just one example. The billions of dollars that we have poured into issues that are strictly environmental. Light rail, for example, and I've gone through this before, but think about it. The light rail, it's very nice. It's sexy and all the rest of it when it goes. But, I mean, there's no improvement over the bus service. In fact, it could be argued, and I think successfully, that bus service is actually better. It's much cheaper, much, much more efficient, I think, in many ways, et cetera, et cetera. But we went to light rail. Why? Because of the environment. We're spending millions more on electric buses than we should or could because of the environment. It's ideology, the environment. Instead of fixing roads, we're buying electric buses. Instead of improving the bus system, we're spending money fixing LRT that won't run. So that I just use that as one minor example. I could go on and on. In Ontario, thank God Doug Ford has come to his senses and has canceled any number of windmill projects, et cetera, et cetera. But I mean, just think of the billions. And by the way, the billions we are still spending. We have the highest electricity rates in North America, aside from California. And almost exclusively because of windmills and solar panels, we are still paying far more than we should or could. We're paying, in Ontario, for example, we pay about double for electricity what they pay in Quebec, just as one example. John, what sort of reaction are we getting?
Right. Well, I can tell you this. The environment is not popping up as number one on anybody's list. Here we go with some of the comments. In so far to Twitch, and Julie says inflation is her number one concern. Chrissy says healthcare. Hine, he says housing followed by energy costs. Over to Facebook, Kim says definitely inflation. Gas is supposed to be hitting $2.20 a liter this week, she says, which in turn drives up the price of goods. Mike says, I think healthcare and pitching the retirement home situation.
Well, that would fall under. Yeah, I agree. But healthcare would fall under the long-term care. Okay.
Gregory's got a long response here. We'll go to it. By the way, thank you. This is the direct question that we've got posted now, and we're getting excellent answers to it. Gregory says, inflation, especially in relation to housing prices, it is the single highest expense any will experience in their lives, both rental and ownership, and energy prices must come down to bring all of economic expenses under control. National defense is his number two. An industrial revolution is his third, which can be focused on eventual environmental cleansing, and protection can be a focus.
Okay,
let me see. $66,000 a day for the pleasure of having the Nation Rise wind turbine project in North Stormont, says Coralie. Who is this?
By the way, I must tell you that wind and solar, as of 2 o'clock, as of 1 o'clock, I'm sorry, was 12.9%. The wind is blowing very strongly today. This is about as good as it's going to get. There are a couple of days last month when we got almost 15%. But solar is, you know, and I've said this before, John. When you see these solar panels all over the place, you just wonder, I mean, are they hooked into the grid or are they not? Because solar, even on a bright sunny day, seldom produces more than 2% of our needs. Today, it's less than 1%. So combined wind and solar today at 1 o'clock, 12.9% of our needs. And the billions that we have spent, rather than build hospitals and fix the roads and long-term care and all the rest of it, we poured this money. Our tax, they took money out of our pockets, out of our purses, by the billions, and poured it into windmills and solar panels and ignored almost everything else, okay? And today we have a health care that's crumbling. Anyway, we all know the consequence. Go ahead, John. Sorry, I ramble.
No, no. By the way, I was giggling because I knew you'd have the numbers right there, and you did.
I check it every day.
I know you do. Yeah. Let's go to YouTube. A comment from Hein. He says, number one would be get our oil to the world and build the pipeline. Rail is no way to transport oil. Number two, he says, affordable housing. Number three, fix the wait times in our healthcare system. And number four on his list is education. Let's go to text 613-413-2217. Peter's in to say, number one on his list is inflation. Number two, supply chains, food. Number three, convince people climate change is a lie. Barry weighs in. Let me see. Is this today, Barry? No. 1.E, Barry says. Barry, please retype that and resend it. I'll get that on the air for you. First, inflation, says this person. Second, tax relief. Third, health care. Pause the green initiatives for a while. Environmental issue would come in around sixth on this person's list.
By the way, talking about lower taxes, here I go again. The OPEC, Saudi Arabia, actually, has just increased the price of oil, what, another $2 a barrel? It's almost at record levels. I just want to hit you once again, folks. If we were able to get our oil and natural gas to foreign markets other than the United States, we would be rolling in dough. We would be able to lower taxes, build hospitals, hire more nurses, spend more money on autism, spend more money fighting crime, et cetera, et cetera. We should be rolling in money right now. We've got the world's third largest supplies of oil and gas. The world cries out for it. So what happens? Saudi Arabia increases the price. And they are so rolling in dough, they don't know what the hell to do with the money in Saudi Arabia. We could be just as rich, folks. We could be just as rich as they are in the Middle East. But we can't get our oil and our gas because the environmentalists, the bloody bastards, stopped all pipelines. We cannot, other than the United States, we cannot get our product to market when the world cries out for it. And by the way, in the process, of course, we are harming Ukraine. So I just want to point out that the higher the price of oil, the more money we should be rolling and could be rolling in this country. It is a shame. It's a disaster. Sad that we're losing out here. Go ahead, John.
Basic grade 9 marketing class, supply and demand.
I use the analogy. I got quite a bit of response. I use the analogy. You've baked 100 strawberry rhubarb pies, my favorite.
Yeah.
You want to sell them. You've got people lined up everywhere, demanding to buy your pie. But your husband won't let you sell them. You've got to have those pies. You've got to keep those pies in your house. Your husband won't let you sell them. The world, the neighborhood cries out for your pies, but you cannot sell them. Not only that, but if you could sell them, you could save the house. Otherwise, you're going to lose the house because you can't meet the mortgage payments. Selling the pies would give you enough money to make. Anyway, I'm but you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
That's folks, that's a fact. That's a fact. And people like John Fraser and what's his name from Ottawa Center, the NDP, what's his name?
Joel Harten.
Joel Harten. He pisses me off so much I can't even remember his name. You know, these people fought against us getting our natural resources, oil and gas, to market. They fought against this. They fought to impoverish our country, the bastards. Go ahead, please.
To your strawberry rhubarb pie analogy, Anne says, get rid of the husband. There's her solution.
Well, any common sense woman would do that, right? But now, I just have to make a slight adjustment here. It could be the man that made the pies.
It could be. You're right.
Yeah, and the wife won't let you sell them. Whatever it is, you got them there. You've invested in the pie and the material and so forth. You have a market. People are lining up to buy it. You need the money desperately, but you can't sell it. Go ahead.
Janice is on Facebook. She says, you're so right, Lowell. Our oil is our future and our savior. And the truth is, environmentally, our product is the most environmentally friendly on the planet. How do environmentalists remain so blind to the real solutions to environmental issues is to stop buying oil from elsewhere? All right, Brian, I believe this is the first time we've heard from you. Thank you. Number one on his list, economy, followed by healthcare, housing, crime, transportation. He's not worried about the environment. The world has been around for hundreds of thousands of years, he adds. Todd says,
some very thoughtful responses that we're getting here. Just as I suspected, I think that the environment is it's important, but is it number one? Is this where we put all of our money, all of our energies? I just don't think people agree with that, but our leaders do, and our leader with the one of the reasons I'm doing this is because I think our leaders need to know that. Wait a minute. You may think this is most important, but most people out there say, wait a minute, let's fix healthcare first, okay? Let's fix our roads. Let's get our oil to market. Let's get the economy going. Then, you know what? When we got the economy going, then we got a bit of more money that we can spend on the environment. Go ahead.
You know what else is really good?
What's that?
Shields in Pakenham is really good.
Yes. And once again, you know, this is about 325 or 30 shows that we've done, John, to this point.
No, more than that, Lowell. 300 and something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just once again want to thank Shields. They sponsored from day one. They continue to do so. And I want to thank them. This is a company that I very gladly endorse. They've got a great reputation. I've had a number of people who have, for the first time, heard of Shields. They gave them a call. They went to the website and they used Shields. They bought from Shields and they were very, very satisfied. So once again, folks, listen. If you like to buy local, you like to buy family, and you like to save a little bit of money and not give all your money to the big box stores in China, then shop at Shields, shields.ca. If it's appliances, you can't beat Shields. Go ahead, John.
This is show number 393, FYI. All right, the Liberals have zero vision. They don't care about the climate, says Lisa. Climate change industry is just a cover for a cash grab to pay for all the stupid, irresponsible overspending of this government and its idiotic leader.
But a lot of the overspending, you don't realize it, has been for the environment. We are pouring out hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, in rebates for people to retrofit their homes, to make them more airtight, etc. The money that we are pouring out for this, people just don't realize. $5,000 they buy an electric car. I could go on and on and on. And we're giving away millions and millions of dollars to other countries so that they supposedly can improve their environment, right? For the environment of their pockets in most cases. Go ahead, John.
So I drove out to your neck of the woods yesterday and finally got to witness these new garages or whatever else that everybody's, you know, yelling and screaming about next to the Queensway. Just be on Moody near...
Just by on the bottom of the hill.
How the hell?
Canada Hill.
Okay, the train's environmentally, friendly. Look at all the land and trees, etc., that we are clearing in order to accommodate a choo-choo train that nobody's going to be riding beyond 7 o'clock at night, save for the occasional hockey game.
Yeah, and how about the damage to the environment all the equipment, you know, all of those.
Yes.
All of the, we forget that. Say, oh, well, we're going to have electric, as if somehow or other the trains are run on fairy dust, right? Well, they run on electricity, and electricity, a lot of electricity is produced by natural gas, burning fossil fuels. Go ahead, John.
All right, back to text, 613-413-2217. This person says, hey, Lowell, number one, kill the carbon tax. Number two, build oil refining capacity. Number three, build pipelines.
Hold on, just a minute. Once again, there's a lack of understanding. Folks, please, Canada has an abundance of refining capacity. In fact, there are two major refineries in Quebec that most days are only being used about half their capacity. We have the refineries. This is not a refinery problem. I repeat, because a lot of people still, oh, well, you know, we don't have the refinery. No, we have all kinds of refineries. The problem is we can refine the oil, but we can't get it to market. We don't have pipelines to ship it to any place other than the United States. And then, which means that the United States has a monopoly. They can pay whatever they want, and it's a big discount. But we, once again, please, folks, acquaint yourself. We have lots of refineries. We have plenty of refineries. We have refineries that we're not even using. We have refineries that are only being used a quarter of the time. Oh, it drives me, sorry, Tom, but it drives me crazy that after all this time, people still don't understand what's happening. Go ahead.
All right. To my point about, you know, the garages and stuff for the choo-choo train, Coraline says North Stormont lost 12,000 acres of farmland for the Nation Rise wind turbine project. 12,000 acres.
I gather she doesn't think very much of the Nation Rise.
I think she's on your side on that one. Yeah. Text 613-413-2217. This person says, I personally would want to put a stop immediately. Stop wasting money on wind and solar green energy and instead concentrate on the economy, opening up pipelines so Canada can be self-sufficient and recoup its losses so we have prosperous, build new hospitals, etc. There we go.
Precisely. Thank you.
But I got her done. Todd, his list is as follows. Canadian manufacturing at number one. We need more, he says. Healthcare at number two. And get rid of government corruption at all levels if he was in charge. Murray says you have to start in your own community and start reversing the things that are being forced upon us. Let me see.
What does that mean? That's fuzzy thinking. What does that mean?
I don't know. That may have been a reference to something that we mentioned earlier in the show, too, of course. Okay. Get caught up on some of the comments. No such thing as global warming, he adds. Janice says, our health care is so far behind. So I'm taking it, Janice, that's your number one. Fran, economy number one on her list. Reducing debt is second. Oil and gas comes in third. For Donald, his list is as follows. Lower the price of food at number one and lower the price of gas at number two. Jennifer, it's the number one concern of the World Economic Forum. Trudeau is working for them and not for Canadians. This is why I support Pierre. Environment is dead last on my list. Anne says the economy is number one for her. Once we get back on a fiscal path, then we can focus on health care and infrastructure.
Very true. I couldn't agree more. I think the economy comes first because, and health care is obviously we've got to address it, but the way to address healthcare surely is get the economy going so that we can afford to build these new hospitals, hire more nurses, et cetera, et cetera. The economy is key to it all. If you don't have an economy, you can't have good social services. Go ahead. Unless you run up more and more debt. Go ahead, John.
Lynn, thank you for posting on Facebook. She says, I think as more people start to buy electric cars and install the hookups for this, government is going to start taxing people to have this electric hookup for their electric vehicles. So we all wonder how it's going to, you know, be paid for, right? Nancy says, so after the mayor and PM are in prison, she would like to take back the money and give it to the people. She's Robin Hood.
What you've got to understand is that the environmentalists, I believe, for the most part, are doing what they do because they think that they're doing the right thing. I honestly do believe that. I don't think it's because they're crooks or anything of that nature. I just think they're not thinking clearly. They don't think things through properly, et cetera, et cetera. But I just don't think there's malfeasance here. It's just terrible, terrible decisions. Could be wrong, But I think that it's just well-intentioned people who are badly, badly misled. But one of the reasons they're misled is that there's this terrible misunderstanding of the entire oil and gas industry in this country, which is one of the reasons why I keep pounding away on refineries. Folks, listen, as a Canadian citizen, I think we have a responsibility to learn what goes on, to have an understanding. And by now, surely we should understand what's going on with the oil industry. We have the refineries. We have the capacity to increase production a huge amount, but we can't get our product to market. Where our husband is stopping us from selling our pies at the door. Go ahead, John.
On to a phone call we go. Barry, it's been a while since we've heard from Barry. You are on live with Lowell Green. Barry, go ahead, sir.
What's number one for you, Lowell? Barry? Yes, sir.
Mainly calling about tech problems. I wanted you to call me after the show, John.
Oh, well, I generally don't call people after the show, Barry, unless they want to buy me a Pink Whitney.
Well, I'm having trouble with Twitch, to tell you the truth.
All right.
What's up, Barry?
It keeps telling me that I'm got something else, some other browser or some other server.
You know what, Barry,
we're calling for tech issues on a live show, Barry. No, I'll call you after the show, Barry. Come
okay,
on,
Barry.
Man. Jeez.
You should know better than that,
Barry.
We've
got lots of comments coming in through Twitch, so I'm gonna say that that's a Barry issue. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to
YouTube.
Barry, I love you. Let's go to YouTube. Boo Boo says, yes, Boo Boo. Having been in the oil gas pipeline industry for over 35 years, I can assure you that there are currently 13 active refineries in Canada. Healthcare, inflation, and government stupidity are the real issues here.
Okay.
There you go, from your friend Boo Boo. Anne says, our politicians are not operating in our world. They are so out of touch with the average Canadian. Peter says,
that's one of the reasons I'm doing this program today. I believe there is a major disconnect. And as I say, it's even at the municipal level. I think that if you were to talk with Jim Watson and ask him what the number one problem is, I think he'd probably say, well, it's global warming. It's the environment. And I'm going to tell you, I would suggest that the great majority of his constituents disagree and disagree vehemently. Go ahead, John.
Lynn asks, what do the environmentalists think the highways and roads are made from? Let's go to some of the earlier comments. David says, nothing wrong with the environment in Canada. Keeping Ontario's economy moving forward is his priority. Ontario needs to be the economic powerhouse of Canada. Peter says, within the first year, look at all the corruption the Trudeau government has done. This is what he would do if he was prime minister. If bad actors are found, a.k.a. Butts Trudeau, fine and or jail them. Let's go to Carrie. Environment, she says, is way, way down on her list. Sorry, Carrie, almost threw you under the bus there. And rebuilding nature much higher up. Healthcare is at the top of her list. Her husband Tom says healthcare is his number one as well. To Twitch. Hey, Barry, look at that. Somebody's on Twitch. Satan's Playmate says number one on her list, healthcare/long-term care. Number two, inflation. Number three, turning unused office space into affordable housing. Interesting.
By the way, that's one of Pierre Poilievre's ideas, which I think is great. There's no question that there is a great deal of unused government office space right now. They won't tell us how much, but I'll bet you that about 20-25% of government office space sits vacant or could be sitting vacant. You're right. Either it should be sold. That's Pierre says he's going to sell it. But it could be used for other purposes, but probably in many cases sold. Go ahead, John.
Let's go to an email. It's our first email on the show, Lowell@blasttheradio.com. This is from Lisa. She says, if Canada's deficits are and its bottom line are of such great concern and where the money will come from, why is Canada spending money on the military or new hospitals? Why should we care about seniors, long-term care, infrastructure, or much of anything else in this country? By the same token, all of these things create jobs for people. You can't suck and blow at the same time.
A little confused by that, but go ahead.
I often am when Lisa chimes in, but Lisa chimes in and she deserves to be heard. There you go. Anne says, honestly, I think someone like Trudeau is merely catering to his base by focusing on the climate, but the average person who's not wealthy would think it was the affordability of day-to-day living, gas prices, and the economy. And let's go to Peter here. The carbon tax would come off the first cabinet meeting. I would remove any talk of climate change in every department, get gas drilling going again, push the money back into the frontline healthcare to the provinces for staff. We got a couple of comments to go. I know we're running a little late here. Mike says, get the pipelines built and our oil to market. Those are his priorities. Laurentian View Terry is also watching on Twitch. He says, Prime Minister, If he was prime minister, he would fix the energy sector. As premier, he would fix the healthcare system. Joshua asks how anyone can say that healthcare after a pandemic and cost of living are not numbers one and two is absolutely beyond him.
Good point. Thank you all, folks. Some very good response today. I really appreciate it. We will be back tomorrow.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.